This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down. You know what the Midwest is, young and restless. The restless might snatch your necklace. The next these might jack your Lexus. Somebody tell me who Kanye West is.
Well, we apparently now know what a Kanye West presidency might look like. He's given some details to those who might vote for him when it comes to November. He's going to be running for the birthday party, not the Republican Party or the Democrat Party.
Yep.
He is going to be implementing, when it comes to the way in which he will manage the country, the Wakanda management model. I'm not sure what the Wakanda management model is.
That refers to the fictional African nation that T'Challa, a.k.a. the Black Panther, was the king of movie Black Panther.
Oh, okay.
One of the most popular movies in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Great. Oh, okay, so he will be, his style of managing the country will come from
superhero movie.
Superhero film.
Correct.
Okay.
I just want to point out to Kanye that if he is to try to model the United States government after a fictional African nation, which was incredibly successful, it's because that nation had an element called vibranium, which was an indestructible metal that they discovered and built their technology around, also used to fabricate Captain America's shield.
Oh, well, maybe.
So all we have to do is discover
Our own vibranium.
That's it.
Maybe he's already discovered that.
Musk.
Maybe.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe. And he also believes that apparently that vaccines are the mark of the beast.
Oh, excellent. Yes.
Which, can I believe that was a great Iron Maiden album, if I remember correctly?
Oh,
Mark of the Beast.
I'm not familiar with that one, but it could be. It actually could be.
His next line, though, after he talked about he did this interview with Forbes magazine, Kanye West, and he said, I'm extremely cautious regarding a COVID vaccine. He said, that's the mark of the beast. They want to put chips inside of us. They want to do all kinds of things to make it where we can't cross the gates of heaven.
Huh.
Interesting.
You think that's their intent? Or I don't believe that's probably
You've ever microchipped a pet, the chip is about the size of a grain of rice. You need a pretty decent sized gauge needle for that. You'll feel that.
I mean, I think he's right. There are people who are not going to get the vaccine.
I think there are a lot of people that won't get the vaccine. Yeah. I wouldn't get it if it were rushed to market.
Yeah. Kanye West gets it.
Uh-huh. Now,
Kanye's never voted in his life, according to this Forbes story.
Well, that's okay. I mean, do you think it's possible that we will never have a politician, like a lifetime politician, who is our president again?
It's entirely possible.
Like, maybe because of our current president.
Yes.
It'll only be celebrities, reality TV stars, artists, actors. Maybe that's the way it'll go.
Yeah, because this has gone so well, we might as well just keep going with this model.
It's a great model.
You know what it is, Ken?
Thank you.
Previously, people didn't think that would be a viable option to have somebody that wasn't in politics, but we've proven true. But, modern day. Now that Trump has gotten into office, people on the other side are like, well, if the Republicans can get that jackass elected, we can find a Democrat that's not a politician to take over and fix things.
Would you vote for somebody who, would you vote for your favorite musical artist?
Steve Lukather or Michael McDonald for president?
Yeah. You bet your candy ass you'd vote for The Rock.
would you vote for Kanye West?
No.
No, right. you wouldn't?
No.
Oh.
It's Kim Kardashian West.
Yeah, sorry. Kim and Kanye West.
I feel like this is either the precursor to an album drop or a smoke and mirrors thing to hide something else. It's like, hey, this thing is coming out, but let's bury it and announce that Kanye's going to run for president instead, because everybody look over here and ignore what's happening over here.
He's dead serious. He is absolutely serious about this. He can only get on the ballot in max 25 states, right. I would say. Mm-hmm. But he is dead serious about this. I mean, think about the way, Trump loved him. He's been in concert with him a few times. Why wouldn't Kanye, who's tried to tell us that he's developed a new style of house? Remember his mud huts that he introduced a few months ago?
Yeah. Well, he didn't get the building permits. He built them, he put them up, and he didn't get the building permits, so he had to take them down, but now he's rebuilding them.
Well, what could be interesting, Greg, also, is if we do model the United States government after Wakanda, if you disagree with the president, all you have to do is go to the White House and demand ritual trial by combat, and you can fight the president.
Excellent.
Not familiar with the film. I'm not a big superhero movie guy. I don't pay much attention to those kind of films. Would that be the best, if you were going to model your presidency after a superhero film, would Black Panther be the one to do?
Going down a wormhole here. You don't want to go down.
You would definitely want to, I'd say Wakanda, power ranking the top five superhero cities. Probably definitely want it to be Wakanda. Wakanda forever. That's what Bradfo says after Boom Sauce. Uh-huh. Maybe then Gotham City, Metropolis, and anything that Joe Kelly touches. Wherever he is, that's where I want to be.
So your top five, Bradfo, Wakanda.
Wakanda, Gotham City, Metropolis.
Metropolis.
Wherever Joe Kelly is.
Yes.
And then Wakanda.
And Wakanda again.
Okay. It's not real. I mean, what is he talking about? Daniel, what is the whole thing? He likes the way that technology and government coexist in the fictional city of Wakanda.
Let me get the exact quote from Kanye.
I mean, I would vote for Tom Brady for president.
There are people that think he legitimately might run in 8 years, Curtis.
Yeah, the odds are up. Michelle Obama and Brady are the two most likely outsiders.
There's a ticket.
Tucker Carlson is a popular 2024 candidate. No joke.
Yeah, I talked to my wife. She said I can't talk about politics anymore.
Kanye said, let's get back to Wakanda, like in the movie when the king went to visit that lead scientist to have the shoes wrap around her shoes. Just the amount of innovation that can happen, the amount of innovation in medicine, like Big Pharma, we're going to work, innovate together. This is not going to be some Nipsey Hussle being murdered. They're doing a documentary, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera.
I completely agree. Well, sounds like one of Nick's leads.
What is he saying?
Greg Hill Show forever.
No idea what he's talking about.
Where are we?
It was like Maury from Maury's Wigs. They don't fall off.
I don't know what's that. Wakanda. All right. Well, Kanye for president.
Maury's Wigs don't come off.
But won't Kanye get in some serious trouble if he runs? Because he's going to be siphoning off a large number of the voters that would be Biden voters.
Isn't that the point?
I mean, that's the point, I think.
Yes.
That's
why he's running.
That's the point of it.
Oh, so he wants to help Trump.
Can you guys bring up Ron? I can't bring up Ron from Bedford. Ron, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
You don't have to worry about Kanye. He's already missed the deadline for thousands of signatures he's got to get, even beyond the ballot. It's, he's just pumping out a new album, and he's already missed deadlines in several states where you need thousands of signatures to get on the ballot, so it's no use even talking about it. But as far as the Patriots go, you guys, Chad called in with this 12-4 prediction.
Yeah.
First of all, their schedule is brutal. Mm-hmm. Number two, Belichick's record as a head coach without Brady is abysmal.
Mm-hmm.
When the season happened and Brady came in after the Mo Lewis hit, there were rumblings he wasn't even going to make it through the season. I mean, if Bledsoe didn't get hurt, we might not even know the genius of Belichick. And the year Moss, Welker, Stallworth, they were loaded.
If Bledsoe didn't come in the AFC Championship game in Pittsburgh, then you might not have been at a Super Bowl.
That's not true at all. He threw a wide receiver screen right in the hands of Joey Porto, dropped it. He threw two balls that should have been picked that they dropped. I mean, Bledsoe made two huge mistakes in that Pittsburgh game, and by the grace of God, they were dropped.
But he also hit David Patton in the corner for that huge touchdown.
He hit David Patton for the touchdown.
Yeah, listen, you know what the thing is about Bledsoe? Bledsoe would have a game like Marino, big numbers, bombs, yards, touchdowns, but he always had a penchant for that interception where he threw an interception. Pittsburgh was going to a zone defense. They throw an interception to a 400-pound lineman. And you're like, how did he miss this guy? You know, that was the problem with Bledsoe. The big mistake at the wrong time. I love Bledsoe. I mean, Bledsoe changed the franchise along with Parcells. I mean, he's a big part of what changed the culture around here. But Cam Newton's going to have to be amazing for them to go 12-4.
All right. So Cam Newton, a healthy Cam Newton. What? Give me their record. What is it?
I think they'll be, if they go 9-7. I think they did well. Because he's not going to have the preparation time. He's not going to have the full training camp. I mean, look, he looks like he's in great shape, and the guy's an amazing guy. But still, their offense, they don't got much on that offense. They really don't have. I mean, look, if Matt Castle had what Brady had on offense last year, they wouldn't have went 11-5 that year. They had Moss. They had Welk, the Stallworth. They were loaded. You know, I mean, it's.
They didn't have Stallworth.
I think if they go 9-7, they're doing well.
Oh, no.
But Cam Newton would have to be amazing. Look at their schedule. It's brutal.
Ron, what if Drew Bledsoe was absolutely shredded, had 9 years of NFL experience, and ran a 4.5 40 and was the best goal line back in the NFL? Would that change your mind at all?
Yeah, but we still don't know what he's done. He's been out for a long time. I mean, he might come back and be something. I'm not saying he's not going to be good. He might be great. But I think he's going to have to be great for them to. For them to go 11-5, 12-4, he's going to have to be amazing.
Well, you're about
to. His schedule is brutal.
Ron,
you know?
Is their schedule brutal?
You're about to hear another three reasons why he is better than Tom Brady. Because Ken Laird is going to tell you what they are as a part of trending.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Thank you very much, Greg Hill, for that setup. Great new call-up by the Laird Man at WEEI.com. 12 reasons why Cam Newton will be better than Tom Brady. And by the way, Curtis had no objections to any of the first three.
Repeat your first three for those who weren't listening last hour.
Motivated, the Lamar Jackson effect, and an open playbook for Josh McDaniels. I guess Curtis did complain about that. But anyway, next three. Willingness to work with young receivers is number four, which Tom Brady was bizarrely unwilling to do with N'Keal Harry and Jacoby Myers last year.
You're absolutely right about that. Gave up on them very early.
Do
you remember that N'Keal Harry was hurt for 8 weeks?
Yeah, but he came back. Didn't go where well when he came back. Five and six, I tied together youth and personality. Connection to the guys in the room. They are gravitating around him already. You can see it on social media. And this guy's in the prime of his career. No tennis elbow, Curtis. No, how much hydration do I have? Do I have to fall properly to not break a bone in my brittle body? Cam Newton at age 31. Unleash him.
Who has had more injuries, Cam Newton or Tom Brady?
Cam Newton.
Okay. And if he really is healthy, guess what, Ken? He wouldn't be making $1 million.
Oh. Here we go again.
All right.
I'll tell you what else is trending. Sports are coming back for a Boston team tomorrow night. The Revs are going to play that Orlando bubble against the Montreal Impact tomorrow night at 8 p.m. But did you see the team that had to tap out?
Yeah.
The Dallas FC Club had 10 positives or something.
Yeah, they had 10 guys who tested positive. So, but are they out because of the optics of that, or are they out because they're not going to have enough guys to play?
They've been under quarantine. It's prevented them from training, so I guess they came to some kind of conclusion that they weren't ready. And I think they spun it as a training thing, but I'm sure optics are involved.
And we now know, Brad Foe said it yesterday on the show, but we now know that Erod has tested positive for coronavirus. However, could still be available for opening day. I mean, it's 3 weeks away, right?
I doubt it. They're lining it up for Uvalde to be the guy.
Yeah.
It would. He's not at camp right now.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, I would doubt that one.
Brad Foner, didn't.
Tom Curran made an interesting point, back to the Patriots real quick, on Dalen Keefe yesterday, talking about Newton and week one and whether he's going to be ready. He doesn't believe Newton will have enough time and or games to be the starter week one. Here's what Curran said to Dalen Keefe.
You have an elite quarterback who can do things that the other two guys can't yet nor never will. And he's going to eventually, that talent is going to win out. But when you look at the landscape of how often is a starting quarterback added to a team on June 28th?
So he goes on to explain that. But do you think there is some possibility that Newton needs a game or two to get in there? I don't buy it, but if Curran's saying it, I guess you have to pay attention a little bit.
Well,
is he hearing that? Like,
I mean, there are some who are saying that Stidham is more ready because he's been exposed to the system for 2 years.
A whole year of reading the playbook. Cam Newton's been in the NFL 9 years. As soon as he learns different terminology and immerses himself, in the playbook like he posted yesterday on IG, I think he'll be able to grasp it. You can ask people that actually won Super Bowls with the Patriots, like Wiggy and Fourier. They'll tell you it's terminology. Brady was what complicated it because he wanted to know your leverage. He wanted to know the route. But the playbook itself is not like something that's printed in Esperanto or like in a totally different language where it's like, I've never seen this before. What planet is this?
Nick, it's the universal language.
It's not written in Wakanda.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's based on the Wakanda management system, I believe.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's why we brought in T'Challa to be the new offensive coordinator.
NHL approved the hockey return to play. The players are up next. Looks like they will stamp that ready to go. Oh, by the way, and Rex Burkhead, the restructure yesterday, saved the Patriots just about $1 million.
Hey-o. 981
Yeah. A guy.
Oh, Curtis. 10-6, maybe 11-5. It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Coming up, it's been a while, so we'll get to some quarantine 311 calls after 8, and Danielle with the news in just a little bit this morning. This is Bill. Hey, Bill.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Bill.
What's up, Bill?
Billy.
Greg, I want to say last week, I couldn't even listen to the radio with you and Danielle gone.
Well, you're nice to say that, Bill. I heard from Ken that everything went swimmingly and everything was great. So I mean,
it's not a nice thing for him to say. What do you mean? It's a nice thing.
It's a nice thing for him to say about me and Danielle. I mean, I don't know. I mean, guy's allowed to have. It's nothing against Mutt. The guy's allowed to have his opinion.
Bill, is that a shot against Mutt?
I mean, I'm all for those.
No. Ken the rat.
Oh, he's a dry snitch. Bill. He's a dry snitch.
What
are you calling about, Bill?
Well, I was curious if you've seen the new verdict by the Burgermeister upon the peasants.
Which one are you referring to?
Well, he's setting up a new COVID type of play. He just deemed mosquitoes like a state of emergency, and he's formed a new committee.
Yes. I mean, there is a triple E task force.
Yeah.
Which means that phase 3 in the city of Boston has been moved to December. So
we're screwed until Christmas. People realize that, right? Because now
you understand we've had triple E before.
I know.
What happened last year? We don't have to react.
They shut everything down last year.
Every time, I just want to alert everybody, every time there is something that might do harm to you, we are not going to, going forward, hopefully we're not going to close the entire world down. I mean,
has the mayor shut down Buttercake?
Can we please not go back to early October 2019 when the combination of losing football games to Tripoli and also Halloween being moved to the rain literally turned you into a 52-year-old ball of rage?
Well, there's going to be, I mean, would we all agree there's going to be no Halloween?
This year?
Yeah.
Oh no, we're going to do Zoomoween.
Yeah.
I mean, I
honestly would say I bet you we never have Halloween again.
Oh, Curtis.
Halloween canceled.
No, once there's a vaccine, I don't know about that.
I feel like this is the slippery slope. Now, whenever we are in the flu season going forward, you are going to have conservatives that are publishing the data about young kids dying, talking about how, why are we not reacting to this crisis when we reacted to that crisis with those sort of draconian measures.
The flu is nothing to sneeze at.
I guarantee you that there's going to be no Halloween. So get your kids ready for that. If there's not going to be school here in Massachusetts in September, there's no way that the Burgermeister or the King are going to allow little school children to go home to home to collect candy in October. No way.
One caveat, Greg. If the kids are smart, they'll dress up in a protest, and then Halloween will be allowed because you can walk as a protest from house to house.
I'm not going to touch any joke or line that would approach that. No, thanks.
What do you think of the county in Texas that's going to arrest people that don't quarantine if they test positive for COVID?
They're going to arrest people?
They're going to arrest people. They made this announcement after there were some community members that had reported that individuals that had tested positive for COVID were out at grocery stores and local businesses like restaurants, retail, etc. So the attorney for Brooks County, David Garcia, said, if you're going to go out and endanger other people and we find out about it, we will prosecute you.
Just let folks know, look, if you're going to go out and endanger other people and we found out about it, we will process. People have not really embraced the dangerousness of COVID-19. It's dangerous. It's killing people. And it's making people very sick. So either do it because you're concerned about others, or do it because you'll be punished if you don't.
Great audio, by the way.
Yeah, great. Great quality.
I mean, we don't arrest people for actual crimes here in the city of Boston, like shoplifting or other things, but we're going to arrest them because they're not quarantining. And where do they, do we then bring them into the jail with their COVID-19 so they infect everybody in the jail?
Yes.
Or, okay.
Send them to Arkansas.
That doesn't seem to make sense. Doesn't seem to make much sense to me.
I'd love to hear a Greg Hill show right now in Brooks County, Texas, and hear how you would sound ripping the governor and the mayor of that little locale.
Yeah, giddy up. I mean, but, can't you trust people to do what's supposed to be the right thing?
No. Have you met people? They will disappoint you immensely. People just, they don't want to do what they're told to do, Greg. Blank you, I won't do what you told me. No, they don't. Of course they're not going to just, if they get it like, I can go out and I can live my life. I'll do what I want to do. I just won't go near people for 2 weeks.
I don't buy that. I think if people have a question about why you have to do something, a legitimate question, then they don't do it. But if somebody is sick, I mean, people quarantine on their own anyway. When people get the flu, there's a majority of people who quarantine themselves and don't go to work until they feel better.
And then there's people like you that come into work.
There's occasionally some people who do feel like they want to work, and then they are proud of their attendance record.
Oh yeah, this is good after yesterday.
And then they end up showing up and maybe infect the office with a cold or a flu or something.
Do you not think though that if somebody were to be diagnosed COVID-19 positive, that it is irresponsible of them to go back to their workplace or any sort of public venues for 10 to 14 days, bare min?
Apparently, my governor, Governor Sununu, has already announced that there will be Halloween.
Hello.
We need Governor Sununu back on the show. It's been a while, Curtis. Let's get him on later in the week.
Been a while since Governor Baker's been on, huh?
Yes, it has been. It has been a
while. It will be a while.
Yeah.
Governor Charlie Baker has embargoed the Greg Hill Show for 88 days, 22 hours, and 27 minutes. And counting.
Yeah. He will never be on the program again. Hello, Leo.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Leo?
Hey, I'm just curious. Now, with that information being passed around, now, wouldn't that be some type of HIPAA violation?
Which?
I mean, I don't...
What, on E-Rod?
No. On telling people that, oh, he has the coronavirus, oh, go arrest him. Now, isn't that...
Well, it's not a doctor that's saying it, Leo. It's other people within the community that know people that have tested positive and know that they're going out. If a doctor had done it, that would likely be a HIPAA violation.
What you mean that people are going to narc
They're narking out their friends or their neighbors or whatever else. Like, you know, saw Johnny and Linda in the grocery store. I know that Johnny was just diagnosed with COVID last week because Linda posted about it on Facebook, but they're there at the Aldi.
So when a guy comes up to...
They have an Aldi in Texas?
When a guy comes up to bat, is Nesson going to identify him as COVID positive or COVID negative?
They're actually going to have his stat bar, you know, hitting 270, six home runs, 20 RBI, current temperature 98.8.
That's right.
Yeah.
Ooh, check out the heat scan on this one.
He tested positive in... early April, so he's A-OK.
Think about all the new Nesson advertising that's going to be correlated to COVID during these broadcasts.
It's going
to
be glorious.
Remy's going to be having his Bigelow tea with his temporal scanner.
All from the safe confines of their studio in Watertown. How exciting.
Well, it is exciting that baseball will be back, and baseball will be back on the 24th, and the Red Sox may or may not be without their ace. I think theoretically, you know, baseball not my sport, Ken. But I think theoretically, if he can come back, they have to wait for two negative tests, right? So theoretically, E-Rod has had it for a reasonable period of time. So they got to wait for a couple negative tests, and then he gets back a couple weeks, and he's I mean, theoretically, he's able to go.
I guess they got to, you know, stretch him out, use the baseball term. You'll have to see that ramp up going on. He'll be like a three-inning guy to start.
He'll miss at least a start.
You think so?
Yes.
Well, why?
Because if he's COVID positive now, let's say he's in the middle of the carry. He's probably not training intensely. He's hydrating, sure, but he's going to come back in a slightly weakened state. And so why would he be able to just sort of like ramp up and just be able to get out there and chuck seven come July 24th?
Didn't Michael Jordan have the greatest game in the history of basketball while fighting the flu?
He had an excellent game with the flu.
Yeah.
But you could also have the flu for like 3 days.
I thought it was a bad pizza.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. It was poison pizza. Yeah.
I mean, isn't it theoretically possible that the COVID, the Rona that Erod has,
could be
hasn't devastated his... he's not in a coma or anything like that?
I mean, sure. If I get the Rona, on top of that, if I get the Rona... Mm-hmm.
Guys, how great is pitching on the Rona? How great is it, huh? Maybe he'll be out there. You know what I say? Put them all out there. I'll tell you why they're not going to run him back out there. Because guys like Colin McHugh, who was on the show yesterday, he is actually considered a high-risk candidate because he's got bad asthma. So he's basically practicing away from everybody. He's not going near anyone on the team. It's almost like he'll go out and pitch when they ask him to, and then he's going to stay as distanced as possible from everyone on his own team, let alone the other team as well. That's high risk. He said he can't get it. He absolutely does not want to get it. So, and he's the guy who famously was known as the dude who was possibly going to have to pay the Red Sox to play this year because they advanced him half of his salary, and now it's all been prorated. It's not easy to manage it. Concourses with showers, having guys practice at BC and then come in and throw and then get them out of the ballpark. It's a mess.
I mean, asthma, I have half a liver. I mean, come on. I'm at work every day. Yeah.
Half? Good point. That's generous.
I'm sorry,
what?
5%.
I say we just throw them all in there.
How is it a mess? I mean, you're playing baseball. The
managing the logistics of people who could be high-risk candidates versus old people.
It's so, like, hypersensitive.
It's literally 15 minutes away. You're at BC.
You're taking a little BP over
not
BC.
Sitting on the like, tee with all those stops. They're getting a ride.
What about my asthma? I'll give you asthma.
Yes.
This Friday night, the Rod Renneke COVID party. Come on down. Let's just all get it together and figure it out.
Fitzy, they're not driving them in the bullpen car from BC to Fenway. They actually have like a
I'm
nice
talking
mobile.
About managing keeping somebody distanced when they have asthma and they're fearful of getting a respiratory illness, Curtis.
I think Colin McHugh will be just fine.
All right. Let's get him on the horn, Ken. Curtis, this just in. Colin McHugh, you'll be fine.
Take it to the bank.
I'm sure that they will be able to manage the fact that Erod has tested positive quite fine.
I wear them because of a medical condition.
Right. He can wear the compression socks.
There we go. Well, boy, we've reached new highs on this show. Is Nick Stevens someone who calls himself Fitzy and 46 years old in reasonable health, but yet somehow inherited a genetic condition?
He can wear red compression socks.
He can. He can wear. He can take Tom Brady's Protect. He can go out to dinner. He can bitch all radio show long about the North End, and then he'll get out there and throw seven scoreless. Go get him, Colin. After I have a bowl of Mucilix for breakfast. Bunch of losers. I'm the mayor of Loserville. Welcome back to Tuck It and Suck It.
That's your new weekend show with Ken.
Well, anyway, to answer your question,
I'm Tuck It.
To answer your question, I don't believe that somebody who doesn't quarantine should be arrested. I unless we're going to arrest everybody for every crime that they commit. However, and quite frankly, I don't think it's a crime. I mean, I think it's a good thing to do for humanity. Mm-hmm. If you get sick, you should quarantine yourself. You should stay away from family members. You should do all of those things. But I don't believe that we should be arresting those who are not quarantining themselves. So that Texas county is out of line as far as I'm concerned.
Speaking of the Texas county, Greg, how about the ending to Outcry? I know I won't spoil
yes,
it, but
fantastic.
The people that are still employed.
Yes. Ridiculous, right?
And with promotions in the state of Texas.
Who bothered you more?
Daly.
The police detective?
Yeah. He was the worst. How about you?
Yeah. I didn't like her. The attorney, his first attorney really bothered me.
Oh, Patricia?
Too. Yeah.
You know that she's in Philadelphia leading their
justice for wrongly accused.
Wrongly imprisoned or whatever.
I know.
Unbelievable.
I mean, it's a great documentary, though. I mean, you can't stop watching it. Is it five total episodes?
The footage they had from the beginning to the end of just all the behind the scenes, the waiting for the Wednesday appeal to be posted, all
And you're firmly convinced that the outcome that happened was the right outcome with regard to his guilt or innocence, correct?
100%.
Okay. Were you did you ever question it during the documentary?
I did with the under the SpongeBob pants.
Yes.
That whole sort of thing was a little bizarre.
They were not SpongeBob socks. No. They were SpongeBob compression socks. They were SpongeBob pajama bottoms.
Right.
But yes.
Guys, I'm going to have to turn my microphone off. I'm going to be busy laughing for the next 2 minutes.
Have you watched it yet?
No, not yet.
You have to.
No, upon so which good. Platform does this stream?
Showtime.
Ah, excellent.
So, Showtime outcry about a high school football star who was accused of crimes of a sexual nature on children.
Can I use your password and username?
Yes,
I don't
want
to pay for text another freaking it. Streaming service.
Well, haven't you given up cable? Like a lot of, it's not, you can just, do you have the cable?
I have the
you have the basic cable?
Here's the thing. I only need internet, but because we've had the phone number at my house for 9 million years, my mother won't let me get rid of it in case someone dies someday and for some reason no one has her cell phone number. So the internet and the phone is the same price as the internet, the phone, and the cable. So I'm like, all right, but I don't pay for the cable box because it's $12 a month that I'm going to waste because I don't watch TV really.
Huh.
So I've between the, you know, the Spotify, the everything else, the Netflix, the Hulu, it's another thing I don't want to pay for.
I mean, a lot of people I think are getting rid of cable.
I did. And then they jacked up all the streaming service prices. So now
you're paying more than you
now
cable.
YouTube TV announced the other day. They're like, oh, hey, guys, guess what? We added Nickelodeon. Surprise. It's $15 more a month. People are pissed.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. It's completely not worth it. It doesn't matter.
How are you going to watch season 2 of The Mandalorian?
I have Disney. I have Disney Plus. I share a password.
Oh, you're not? Oh,
you I'm really? A password sharer.
Jeez.
I'm very economical. What is it? What? I'm sorry, Ken. Am I not supporting the Mouse House appropriately? Lock him up. Send me to Texas, and I'll have a COVID party with all those other criminals.
When Greg
the way.
When Greg replaces his iPhone 6, he'll probably get a free year of Disney Plus.
Sure, frugal. I don't need a new Cheap. Phone. This one works
Spot
fine.
No, your kids have taken all the new phones on your plan for the last 10
it's
years.
Fine. I don't need a new phone. I'm
doesn't
fine with this one.
Spotify premium. Listens to ads in the car.
He's
Come
not
going to
answer those 220 messages anyway.
There's nothing worse than being phone shamed, too. Like the people who have the brand new iPhone. Mm-hmm.
Genocide's worse.
I mean, you're right. But honestly, like I have the phone I have, uh-huh. works fine. I don't, you know, it's got a cracked screen. I don't care. Uh-huh. It doesn't matter to me.
But his Rolex right. looks great, folks.
Yeah. All right.
What
if
is
you,
Rolex?
That's a Rolex. It's a fake. All right. If you would like to be on this morning, you got to call 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937, and the news with Danielle coming right up next.
It's time for
good news for you this morning.
The news
in 3, 2, 1
with your host.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Cannonball!
Because I am good at 3 things: fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Worth it.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
News team, assemble!
Well, Danielle, where do you want to start this morning news-wise?
Let's start with schools. The president would like schools to reopen this fall.
Would parents.
Yes, very true. A lot of debate as to whether or not different cities and towns will be reopening, whether or not they'll be able to pull off the social distancing guidelines. The president yesterday pushed for schools to reopen.
Everybody wants it. The moms want it. The dads want it. The kids want it. It's time to do it.
Do it.
Do the kids want it, though?
No.
The kids probably don't want it, but I think the parents want it. Florida has mandated that the schools must open. Mm-hmm. Ken, your favorite governor, Governor DeSantis.
Yeah, now Trump wants it. Has he offered any, I don't know, financial assistance for schools to help put in some protections, or does he just want it to magically appear?
Where do you, you
well,
and
PPP
your,
money comes out everywhere.
Where do you and your ilk think all the money comes from? Do we just keep printing it and
do
then we charge?
Do you think schools are not in trouble to provide the kind of additional features they need to handle COVID-19?
Are you worried about your daughter's future with, I mean, we're
yeah,
up to,
I want to go back, but I would like some federal help.
We're up to like $4 trillion that we've thrown at this thing so far. Where does all that money come from?
So just open the doors and let's just live with it.
They've been sending out surveys asking the parents how do they feel about the reopening of schools. So you had to spend like 15 minutes the other night answering like 25 questions. How do we feel? What guidelines do we want? It's they're literally now reaching out to parents and saying like, how do you think we should do this?
Do you? What would you have them do? When do you think schools could open, Ken?
I'm good for the fall with some precautions.
Like what?
I like the Curtis plan, Monday, Tuesday, then off, clean, wipe down brigade, as you call it. Wednesday, then new clan comes in Thursday, Friday.
What is that?
Now, plexiglass,
what
is, dividers.
How does the Monday, Tuesday thing keep anybody safe? I don't understand that.
Less kids.
Less kids.
Less density.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, less density.
All outdoor classes. I like
the
that.
The teacher's still exposed to the sick kid on the Wednesday, Thursday, or whatever, right?
True, but you've got some separation for symptoms to show up. I mean, it's an idea. Trump's got nothing, but let's reopen.
All right. Okay.
Now, speaking of Florida, when we were in Fort Myers for spring training, I headed down the street to the Zaxby's because I like the Zax sauce. And at the same shopping center, there is a Costco, which is the center of a little controversy this morning, because a guy claims that he was threatened by an elderly woman who asked him to put on a mask while in the Costco. Mm-hmm. Another male customer kind of backed up this older woman and defended her request to have this guy put on his mask. And he filmed a video of the encounter. We have a little sound from the video of him yelling back at the woman and the guy.
Okay. You're 6 feet away from you.
You're harassing me.
I'm not harassing you. You are infecting us. You're coming close
back
to me.
Back off! Threat me again! Back the up or your phone down.
Sir.
Now, the guy screaming is the guy not wearing the mask, okay?
Yeah.
And his wife posted a video to defend her husband.
Okay.
And we grabbed that audio.
I know that a lot of y'all have seen that video of my husband, Dan, asserting his American rights in Costco. So I just want to clear a few things up about it, okay? Dan was not threatened in the Costco. I know that he was like, I feel threatened, but he was not threatened at all. He wasn't scared at all, were you, babe? No. No, see, I feel threatened is, it's actually our family's crest, so we just say it sometimes. Like, he said it to me in our wedding vows, you know? He was like, I feel threatened. No. And I was like, I do too. You know, we don't wear masks. Like, the other day I met this girl, and she was like, you're not wearing a mask, it's so dangerous. And I was like, well, if you're so scared, then why don't you stay home? And then she was like, well, if you don't want to wear a mask, why don't you stay home?
That lady sounded eerily similar to Miss South Carolina talking about maps.
Maps. Some places don't have maps.
I think she's related to I don't think so, guy.
I don't think so. Asserting his American rights at the Costco's.
Any charges filed?
I haven't seen anything.
In this mask incident?
No, just a verbal altercation, a little back and forth.
Yeah. Now, I mean, people are fighting all over the country about wearing masks or not wearing masks. It's become the number one issue in the United States of America.
Did you see the fight at the Home Depot in the Chicago area over mask wearing?
No.
Two women getting into a fight. One of them was complaining about people not wearing masks and took off her own mask to yell at them. I don't know if that's irony or what you would consider that, how you would label it. Yeah. But both women whipped out their cell phones and started recording each other. Mm-hmm. Then it escalated from verbal violence into physical violence. One of the women said she believed in white power. It was a whole thing. They've identified one of the women, Terry Hill, 54 years old. She's been arrested on one count of battery, one count of disorderly conduct. This is how it sounded before the physical fight started.
So you're in a store complaining that people aren't wearing masks. Correct. And you want to say that you're going to cough on me? You're disrespectful to everyone else in this store. The entitlement is disgusting.
Yes, I am entitled. I'm white. I'm a woman. I believe in white power.
White power?
What does white power have to do with wearing a mask or not? I don't follow the logic there, but I mean, I don't know, if you're wearing a mask and you're protecting yourself, do you have the right to shame others who have chosen not to? I mean, how do you feel about that?
I don't know. Like, for me personally,
do you involve yourself in the lives of other people on a daily basis?
When I go out, I wear my mask where I'm supposed to. If someone's not wearing one, I might throw them a little eye shade, but other than that, I'm going to just walk around them and you know, go in the 6 foot distance.
Like, you're going to get a COVID.
I'm not going to start yelling at somebody in the middle of Target, but other people have different opinions on that.
Asserting his American rights
at the Costco's. Marty Walsh has some announcements regarding Phase 3. It's slated to start next Monday, July 13th. Of course, we're at Phase 3 in Massachusetts, but Boston and Somerville were a little bit behind that. And Mayor Walsh talks about why they asked for the extra week here.
Phase 3 begins next Monday, July 13th. We ask for the extra week because Boston has unique needs and the amount of people that live in our city and actually work in our city. Taking extra time also allows us the opportunity to continue addressing the racial and ethnic inequalities that we're seeing here and the health impacts and the economic impacts of this virus.
Ethnic.
And then he tripped on a toy on the way down the steps. Oh, that's a Burgermeister Burger reference, Ken. I know your parents didn't allow you to watch Christmas specials when you were growing up because they were secular.
A quick piece of advice for the mayor. My mom and dad would always tell me not to get mozzarella sticks or anything that you dipped in marinara sauce on picture day.
Did he really have a steak in the marinara? It was steak pants.
Mm-hmm. I never disturbed the marinara.
There you go. Day one, baby.
Well, the good thing is we're going to be the first city to recover from corona. Did he say when that's going to happen, or he just said we're going to be the first city to recover?
He said we'll be the first.
When we are the first city that recovers, we can welcome in all the illness from across the country.
What does that mean, Ken? Can you explain that to me, that when the mayor said we're going to be the first city to recover from corona?
We could be the first. I'm assuming he means American city, right? I mean, lots of cities have recovered.
Yeah, I guess. But have lots of cities recovered? I thought we didn't recover until there was a vaccine.
It's a threat. It's a threat. We could be the first city to recover if you continue to stay home, not go anywhere, and just sit idly by.
Yeah.
We could be the first city that truly recovers from COVID-19, and people, when they start to travel again, come to Boston because our numbers are so low.
But let's cancel taxis again.
We'll be the first. I mean, this is brilliant. We're going to be the first city to recover, and then we're going to invite everybody, all the tourists, to come back here, give us not only their money, but also their corona.
So you agree that Curtis shouldn't have gone to Florida?
I really thought I was the dumbest person who ever went to Boston College, but Mayor Walsh proved me wrong this morning.
There's no logic to anything that they say.
Well, he's trying to instill some civic pride, and we've done a good job here. I mean, I understand what he's saying. It's kind of dumb.
You do? You understand?
He's trying to say we're the first city that was recovered. It's a good thing.
He's trying to say that we can have tourists in our city coming from the rest of the country that aren't open because they have the illness. What a moron. He's the mayor of Boston, this bumbling fool. For once in my life, I would like to have a mayor that can speak English and is smart. My lifetime has been Menino and Walsh.
That's unbelievable. We're the first city, thanks to what you've done, we're the first city that is recovered from corona. So now, please, let's invite everybody from Florida and Texas and all the tourists to come here.
Right. West Wackler?
They're not going to be able to do anything when they come here because nothing's open. But although the duck boats are back running, I guess, the end of this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Nobody can sit in rows that are next to each other. So should be about 5 to 6 people on the duck boats. And are they
Marty loves the duck boats.
He loves the duck boats.
Now, will Veritech be able to split the uprights?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Manny Ortiz?
I have no idea.
Walt Disney World is planning to stick to their plan to reopen come Saturday.
Uh-oh, Ken.
Ken can go alone.
Uh-oh.
In Florida, the death rate from COVID rose nearly 19% in the last week from the week prior. They've had over 10,000 new cases three times in the last week. A lot of workers have signed a petition asking Walt Disney World to delay their reopening. Their chief medical officer, Dr. Pamela Heimel, said that they will have new requirements ranging from temperature checks to face coverings to extra sanitation, et cetera, that will help guests enjoy the park responsibly.
Yes. They're going to heat the water at Splash Mountain up to 120 degrees. So that as soon as you get hit with water, you get a slight burn, a third degree burn, but you're safe from the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Ken, what do you make of this new evidence that and a theory that we would not have an epidemic in this country at all if the governors of New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Philadelphia, and Illinois had not mandated that nursing home patients who were ill be returned to their nursing homes.
Mm-hmm. You mean when the CDC didn't advise that?
That it was mandated? No, they didn't.
That was their guidance.
Well, the CDC's guidance was to send sick people back into the... I thought we weren't following when it came to the governors. They were acting on their own. They didn't follow the federal government.
That's pretty much exhibit A. Which was it?
I don't remember where the goalpost was at that point.
This is the new goalpost.
I mean, I remember when the president dared to suggest that maybe the federal government would have some say in things, and everybody on CNN lost their minds about how the federal government has no say in what anybody does. So
I see. This is the new goalpost forming for the right.
Have you looked at the data, though?
When the numbers get real bad,
have you looked at the data?
We're going to blame Boston and New York.
You see the gigantic spike in those states, our state, the mega spike at the end of March, while the rest of the country, all the other states are on a level plane. Does that concern you at all?
It all concerns me, yeah. Of course, none of the deaths are really COVID, so none of it concerns me.
I mean, I have a fact check right in front of me that says the Cuomo administration issued an advisory on March 25th that stated that nursing homes, quote, must comply with the expedited receipt of residents coming from hospitals regardless of whether they're infected with the new coronavirus.
Yes.
That is a fact.
Yeah, but where did you get the guidance?
Let's take the sick people and deliver them to the most at-risk population. Put them back in with the most at-risk population.
I've been told by you, Ken, why you call him President Cuomo is that he is different. He takes his own thoughts, presents it to his people, and leads unlike our president, which is what you told me this whole time. Whoa. So now he was just, when they make a mistake that could have jeopardized the health of the entire state, it's Trump's fault, but when he does well, that's Cuomo.
It's a national tragedy, and it started from the CDC down.
It actually basically started in New York City with the leadership of de Blasio
from Europe,
and Cuomo.
They didn't shut down the border, the international borders from Europe. Should have shut down the planes there.
And by the way, I don't want to pull a Wiggy. I said Philadelphia. I meant Pennsylvania. Okay. There's no governor of Philadelphia. There's a governor of Boston, but there is no governor of Philadelphia.
How about your home continent of Connecticut? Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy. All right, anything else?
Yeah, for the old show listeners, always asking how LB's doing, there's a story about a drunk fella who forced his way behind the counter at Subway and made his own sandwich.
Oh,
who
wouldn't want to do that?
I mean, really.
If you could make your they no disrespect to Subway or any place, but they often don't get it right the way you would make it at home.
Right.
So where did this happen?
Akron, Ohio. Yep. His name is Don Peters. He's 44. And Saturday afternoon, he goes into the local Subway franchise and is drunk and starts demanding that they make him a sandwich. But he wasn't happy with the way that they were making it, so he forced his way behind the counter to make his own sandwich. The police were called. They arrived at the restaurant. They found a bottle of vodka on Don's person. And he also had pocketed a block of their cheese at some point during the sandwich-making process.
American, provolone?
We don't know. They didn't
Munster.
Say.
Okay. I love my eggs, man.
He was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct, criminal damaging, and having an open container.
Guy just wanted his own sandwich.
Hey, kid. Extra
that'd
hot.
That'd be a good concept for a place where you go in and make your own sandwich.
Right.
You wouldn't have to pay anybody.
Well, now, during COVID.
People might not tend to weigh out the meat, and they might over-serve themselves when it comes to the delicious food items on a sandwich, but it'd be a pretty cool concept for a place.
Obscure Seinfeld reference.
Yes.
Kramer came up with the idea with Poppy, I believe, to do your make your own pizza.
Excellent idea. All right, Curtis, we're going to get to Quarantine 311 coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.